Hey, let's go, everybody. Welcome back to My Wave Podcast. Super excited to have TJ here with us today. And we'll actually find out what TJ's full name is, because I don't know. But super excited to have him and hear his My Wave story. Before we begin, I'd love to give a shout out to Copilot Studios, where we're at right now. Billy behind the scenes doing a great job. You can follow them Instagram at Copilot Studios. And I want to give a shout out to our sponsor for this episode, Sully's Archery Tag. Sully's Archery Tag is a mobile event all around the Southeast North Carolina, Northeast South Carolina, and it's played like dodgeball, but with arrows. And it is a blast, indoor, outdoor, lots of fun, fast pace. And you can check them out at sullysarcherytag.com. Also, there is a way that if you like what you've been hearing, that you can support the My Wave podcast. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/mywave, and you can buy me a coffee, a virtual coffee for $5. You can buy me multiple coffees. I like coffee. But that's just a simple way. There's no contract. It's a one-time donation, but you can buy me as many as you want. So buymeacoffee.com/mywave. It's pretty cool. You ever heard of that, TJ?
No, I've not. Sounds pretty cool.
It is. It is.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, the main man behind the scene here, Billy, told me about it. And so I went ahead and checked it out and then bought myself a coffee.
I believe it.
It worked.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. So TJ, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes.
Feels good to be here.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Sick. This is very cool.
Yeah. So we've tried a couple different times.
Yeah. And, we have.
Yeah.
And I'm hard to get a hold of.
Well, the one time, and I'm interested is somehow in the conversation, you were dropping off boards for glassing.
Yep.
That you shape.
Yeah. That's what took me away last time.
Yep.
Yeah, we can definitely get into that.
Okay.
But
All right. So let's start there. How long have you been experimenting with shaping?
Oh man. So like we'll say a board a year for I shaped my first one when I was 18. So okay. 10 years ago.
Okay.
Right?
Sweet.
I did it as a senior project for school, yeah, right. I drove an hour and a half every day to Atlantic Beach to where the dude's house was for like a week straight. Dave Dixon shaped my first board.
Wow. Where were you living then?
Little Washington, Little Washington. North Carolina.
That's where you grew up?
Yeah. Right. Born and raised. Great place.
Yeah.
Sick place, right?
Yeah.
But still have that first board.
Do you?
Didn't do much for a couple years through college, and then I was at home for a couple weeks, and my dad had an old board, and I hacked it up and made it a shorter board. And then kind of ran with it from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So being from Little Washington, did you go to East Carolina?
I did not. So I went to UNCW.
Gotcha.
Right. But, you know, 9 out of 10 of my peers went to East Carolina.
It's just down the road.
It's just down the road.
You right.
know? All my family went to East Carolina.
Yeah.
For the most part.
So a board a year for the last 10 years?
Yeah. And I've, you know, done more now, but like, roughly, yeah.
Okay.
Like in the past 2 years, I've really run with it.
Yeah.
So,
How did that first board ride?
Well, that's probably, I honestly touched that one the least, you know? Like, I had a mentor's, like, touch, and he was pretty much like, you're doing it wrong. So that board was great, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said, still have it. It's like a step up gun.
Okay.
I never ride it, you know? But, But yeah, they got worse after I started doing it myself. We're good now, though. We're good now.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in your little shaping room there.
It's tight quarters.
Yeah, it is.
Tight quarters.
But that's cool.
Yeah, small boards only. Too short to make anything bigger than 7 foot.
Okay.
You know, some friends are that upsets them a little bit, but you know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm doing it on purpose. I don't know.
Right. So what... Do you have a name for your boards?
Yeah, we call them Birdie surfboards.
Birdie.
All right. Like, just like Birdie, you know?
Like B-I-R-D-I-E?
I-E, yeah, I-E, exactly. Okay. Because we're better than par, you know?
I like it.
That's what my mom always called me growing up, and that is what
Birdie?
She would say. Yeah.
Really?
Right? And it's crazy because I hate birds. Like, they'll get in the house, they'll get in the bay sometimes.
Yeah.
I hate them. But the name's cool. It's classic, you know? Like,
right.
It sounds like they were made in the 60s.
Yeah.
But they weren't. It's cool.
That
it's
is cool.
Yeah.
So do you do the same one? Like you have a template that you're punching out or everything's new each time?
Everything's new each time. sometimes we'll go no template at all. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll just mix a few templates, mix a few boards I like. Like, okay. I'll borrow. So the other day a dude was walking down the street and I just traced his board real quick.
Really?
Yeah, he was cool about it. Huh. Yeah, whatever I can find, you know.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is cool. But like, yeah, I like no template, you know. Just
yeah. See what
drawing
happens.
Drawing it.
It is an artwork.
Yeah, and I'm not an artist. Okay. Like, not even close. But I'd say a craftsman, you know. So yeah. Same, you know.
Right. Right. You're working with your hands.
Exactly.
You're taking something, this blank, and you're making something out of it.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. What's the hardest part? I've never shaped a board.
The hardest part is sounds bad to say, and obviously I still say I'm new at it, right? I'll say avidly 2 years. But the hardest part is being so stoked on a board, right? Mm-hmm. Getting it, you think it's the best. You finally get it back and ride it, and it's not good. And that has happened. It doesn't happen often, but it just happened, and then you're just let down, you know. But you know, other than that, just getting it all looking good.
But have you had conversation with other shapers, and say, hey, what goes through your mind, you know, when you're pouring in? Like,
you know, I really haven't. Maybe a few shapers on the same level as me, which I would say is backyard. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of my good friends, who's kind of on this birdie journey with me.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I talk about it a lot, but he is an artist, you know? Mm. So even when he's talking about it, I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, but your boards are sick, so keep it up, you know?
Yeah.
But it's all still so new. People are just now starting to ask me about it, mm-hmm. or see a board and be like, that's sick. Like, mm-hmm. did you make that, you know?
Right.
And that opens the door and to start having conversations with people, because there's a lot of people around here making boards in their backyard.
There really are.
And like, you'd be amazed, someone would be like, oh, I made this one. Like, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Like, yeah. Who glassed it? You know, like, so there are connections to be made,
yeah.
that every time I surf, I'm noticing, like, oh, this is cool. Mm-hmm. This is cool.
Very cool. So, shaping, when did you start surfing?
So, you know, being from Washington, mm-hmm. we're like an hour and a half from the beach, right. but we would go regularly, right?
Yeah.
So classic, like any little kid, I was pushed into waves always, you know? So I was a surfer in my mind, like, right? I was a surfer. I couldn't do it on my own, but I didn't know that.
Right.
But I didn't really, I was probably like 14 or 15 when I was like, oh, I like to do this. I don't need my dad's help out there. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I want to keep going with this.
So family surfs?
Family, not really. Okay. Like, just because they all did at one point, mm-hmm. right? But not any longer.
Yeah.
You know, still very influenced by the water, life's around it, but mm-hmm. no one's really surfing anymore.
I got you. So 14, whenever you could get down there, weekends,
pretty much.
Summertime.
Yeah, right. Mom's an avid beachgoer, so okay. It wasn't like it was rare. But so we were going, but like I wasn't looking at the waves. It was just like, oh, we're going to the beach. Like, there will be waves,
yeah.
right? Like, and reality of that, you know, they're not always, but yeah. it was always sick, you know, surfing.
Right.
Right.
So when was it that it kind of started to click and it was like, you said 14, but like, I know in my own surfing journey, like, I started when I was in high school, and I call myself a surfer.
Yeah, right.
Because I was paddling, you know.
Exactly.
And
maybe
getting
going
slammed.
Straight. Yeah, right.
Going straight.
Right.
But really, I remember when it started to click. When was that for you?
So that was for me. This is my day. This is my wave, right?
Okay.
Yeah, this was it.
This is the wave you're,
this
okay.
This is it. And it's it's more than a wave. It was almost, when it probably was just one wave, but I remember as this magical session.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
And I'm sorry if that's too much, but that's what this one is. And I was like 15.
Okay.
Right? So I've just taken the reins where I love surfing.
Yeah.
I got my own board. I bought a JS Nitra. It was blue. I'll never forget.
Brand new.
Ooh. Spent way too much money. my parents were not happy about it. But I got it. I wanted it. Right? I have it. I've got some older friends.
Uh-huh.
He's like, hey, we're going to the Outer Banks.
Okay.
Nag's Head's like an hour and a half from Washington as well. I was like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 2 foot, right? Like, sick. And so this day was the first day that I got up, got, you know, riding down the line. Like, I'm figuring it out.
Right.
Like, I'm doing it. And, like, there's no one around. Like, the water's crystal clear. It's just me and my buddy. It's magical.
Yes.
It, you know, I was just, like, captivated by
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So TJ, one of the things I want to do in this podcast is people listening may be new to the sport.
Okay.
And so you used the phrase going down the line.
Ah.
So for someone that's like, what does he mean going down the line? He was in the grocery store. I thought he was surfing.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to go down the line? Like, you're not going straight anymore.
Nah. So now we are going, instead of right at shore, we are kind of going parallel to shore, right? Okay. So I got to my feet and I turned left.
All right.
And I was backside.
Okay. So you're regular foot.
I'm right foot.
Not so goofy. Be left foot back.
Exactly.
All right. So you're going backside.
So I'm going, yeah. And maybe that was just an example. But yeah, so we're going down the line. I'm not getting closer to the shore. I still have time to keep riding this thing.
Yeah.
And that's my first time.
There you go.
I've run my fins into the sand. That's all I know.
Right.
Even on this nice new board I bought, you know.
Grinding them down.
And I'm with my friend who now I am so arrogant at the time. I'm like, I'm the best, you know. Like, and I'm the worst, right? But like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I still remember that day. And I remember, so I was a lifeguard at the time. And I just remember working the next day and being like, I can't be here. I want to go. I need to go surfing.
Right? You had a pool?
I lifeguarded a pool.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to go surfing. And like, that bug was on. Like, that's when like I got bit by the bug.
Yeah.
For sure.
I remember that moment.
And it's crazy. Like, it sticks out to me so much. It's wild.
Yeah.
It's definitely my moment for sure.
And so that was an Outer Banks session with some friends.
I believe it's called Gold Street. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right by Jeanette's on a July day, you know, no swell, right? Just like perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's pretty epic.
It sparked a trip up to the Outer Banks, you know,
yeah.
with my buddy Matt. And just the best.
Very cool. So as far as trips go, where you been?
I haven't been in a whole lot of places. You know, I've been up and down the East Coast. I've been to California.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Puerto Rico a couple times
mm-hmm.
with the same Outer Banks buddy. Him and I, both being from Washington, we surfed a lot together.
Okay.
You know, like we made the travels together. I went to Costa Rica 2 years ago, but that's it, you know?
Okay.
And I would like to go back to Puerto Rico. So same dude took me to Puerto Rico when I was like 17.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my first time, to me, I was leaving the country, and I'll still say that, right?
Right.
I know what's up, but still, it was foreign, right? but it was sick, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, right? So cool. I need to go back. I've been back with him a few times, mm-hmm. but, I need to.
So what's the biggest wave then? You know, it's interesting as I have these conversations with people, what wave they choose,
yeah.
you know? And you're not the first one that has kind of put that really
right.
first wave mm-hmm. where you turn, you go down the line, it's less like everything stands still, everything's magical, and that hook gets like
yeah,
in you.
Exactly.
But, you know, as you've traveled, and, you know, I see you out at Riceville Beach all the time.
Yeah.
What's the biggest you've ever surfed?
Oh, man. I don't like it when it's too big. But probably, I don't know, like foot overhead, say uh-huh. 8 foot maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was one time in particular in Puerto Rico
mm-hmm.
At Wilderness.
Yeah.
And Wilderness, and then a couple days honestly here at home.
Yeah.
And there's been some days in the Outer Banks I was too scared to go out. So
now
they've happened.
Yeah. Now that's interesting you say that. You know, a lot of surfers are adrenaline junkies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some just enjoy, they know what they enjoy and they don't right. push it. They just, this is it. But I know that there's been times where I've paddled out and I've gone, oh no.
Nah. Yeah, right. We've all been there.
Yeah. So what goes through the mind on a day like that?
Oh man. You know, it feels good to say that day hasn't happened in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But the last time it happened to me, it was probably like two winters ago maybe, and it was here mm-hmm. on Wrightsville. It was a day like you shouldn't be surfing. It was cold, super stormy, like it wasn't good.
It was out of control.
It was out of control, but like who knows what I was thinking. And I just went out with two of my buddies.
Uh-huh.
And I remember being out there being like, I shouldn't be out here. Like, almost too scared to even go on a wave, which is kind of embarrassing to say because even at that scale, how big was it around here, you know? But I did feel, I remember being like, I don't like this. And like, I hadn't been that way in a while, maybe ever even, right? It was weird.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at my buddies like, I can't be out here. And I'm watching myself just drift like into the rocks pretty much. I'm just like, I'm definitely not getting a wave. Like,
right.
First thing I can to the beach, you know? But yeah, it was kind of like, and that, normally I've got, I got no problem like admitting whatever, but that situation, I was like, I don't know. Yeah. It's not cool.
Yeah. There, you know, knowing your limits. And when you do have that gut sketch, sometimes it's good to push yourself through that.
Yeah.
But other times wisdom says, you just need to get out of the water.
Well, there's been other times like I get picked on. This is a bad one. Right? I get picked on hard. We're in the Outer Banks pumping, like. This was probably the biggest day, right?
Yeah.
And a perfect wave came to me. I did not go on it.
Yeah.
I started to, but I was like, I'm not going. And down the beach, just like the peak down there, they are like, they're giving me a hard time.
Really?
They're calling me names.
Did you know them?
No. They were the boys. Like, yeah. They were getting it. And then one of the bombs came to me and I didn't go.
Oh.
So they hassled me. They were calling me names. And but that one, like, I would have never gone. I still wouldn't go, probably.
Yeah.
So we laughed. Me and my buddy, we just laughed. And, like, we still laugh about it. Like, I had no position to be going on that thing. You know?
Right.
Like, it would have destroyed me.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm embarrassed at one point, but another time I just laugh it off. You know?
Yeah.
That's knowing your limits.
Now, knowing your limits, but then you use that word destroyed.
Yeah.
What's your worst wipeout?
You know, like, I have run into that sand countless times. It's shallower than you think.
Mm-hmm.
I've been lucky to not have any serious injuries.
That's good.
I've seen them happen. You know, you see the ankle breaker hopping off the board on nothing. We've all seen it.
Yeah.
But, man, I feel I'm lucky. I don't know. Let's see. I've chipped a tooth.
Uh-huh.
Board just leash, pop, recoil, boom, chipped a tooth. Knock on wood, that might be it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten little cuts here and there, but I've been lucky, you know? I've been very lucky.
One thing that wiping out has taught me, especially, I've noticed this at Riceville Beach, lower tide, bigger wave, it's shallow.
Oh, it's shallow.
And I've skipped my head across the bottom, and the sand is hard.
Not soft.
It's concrete down there.
It is concrete.
And the sound that my skull made on the sand, it shook me up. Like, I came up out of the water and I was like, do I just go in?
I'm done here.
You know, I was like feeling myself out. Like,
nah, it's no joke.
No, it is not.
That stuff is hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what's your take? You've been to Costa Rica, been to Puerto Rico, surfing over reef versus surfing a beach break.
You know? If a reef is what it takes to get magical waves all the time, then give it to me. But, I mean, who doesn't want to just be over sand?
Right.
You know, like, there's comfort, you know? Like, that's where we all want to be.
Yeah.
The consistency of a reef is obviously bring it on.
Yeah.
But if you're going to give me a perfect wave and I get to pick the bottom, the wave's perfect regardless, we're going sandbar all day.
There you go.
No questions. Because I don't mind getting pounded into the sand. But no one wants to get pounded into some rock.
No. No scrapes. Mm-mm.
No.
So where are you traveling in the future?
So going to Hawaii this winter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's bringing that on?
I'm getting married.
Oh, snap. Oh,
shit. Little honeymoon action.
Nice.
You know, she chose the destination, too.
She did.
I would never put her in the position to watch me surf constantly.
Uh-huh.
But I think she wanted to do it, I guess. She's so nice. So, yeah.
That's why you're married.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She just supports my surfing. And
does she surf?
You know, she can surf. She's actually a really good surfer.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't really do it. She'll do it once a year to make sure, like, I can still do it.
Uh-huh.
But, like, two summers ago, man, she was full on a surfer.
And was she?
Yeah, she was good. I think the crowds got her.
Yeah.
A little intimidated.
Yeah.
Which will happen.
It does, especially at Riceville Beach.
Especially at Riceville Beach.
So heading to Hawaii. Where are you going to? You said that's this fall?
Yeah, we are going in November.
So waves are
Starting to show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where are you going to be?
I will be on the North Shore, right at Rocky Point.
Okay.
We have a little house right there on the beach.
Sick.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited.
Yeah. And, taking your own boards? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure, but I haven't really thought about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's probably. I'm sure there's an Awaco around there somewhere.
Yeah. I'll start shaping a big gun, you know.
There you go. Start now.
For the Eddie. So
you getting the invite?
Maybe. If they know I'm coming, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. So other than your birdie boards,
yeah.
Do you ride anything else?
I support I like them all. Mm-hmm. Like all of them. Especially all the ones dudes are making around here.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Glassroots.
Okay.
Chris Picard, he does all the glassing for birdie as well.
Okay.
Does a lot of the ding repair in the area too, you know. Mm. Him, and then there's a lot of new dudes making some boards that are pretty cool that are starting to look pretty good.
Yeah.
A dude named Nebula. He's the only one that comes to mind, really. But yeah.
Okay.
They're looking good.
Yeah.
We have some good, cool things happening in the local surfboard industry around here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like some new glassing guys are opening up.
Really?
And like, you know, we're starting to move somewhere. It's pretty cool. These dudes are making their own blanks, right? Yeah. So we're getting a little selection. It's cool.
Yeah. What's spurred that on, you think?
I really don't know. You might have noticed this too. There's a boom in water sports, mm-hmm. right?
Right. Like, thanks, COVID.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
Mm.
Like, and I'm looking at, so I've been taking boards to get glass for a long time now, and a lot more people are now coming to this guy I thought knew and knew, right? Mm. And he's got like, he's glassed for like 10 people.
Really?
So that just shows like the number of people who are interested in making boards.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we need it. Like, I had to wait one time, like 8 months for a board.
No way.
Which is pretty unacceptable, and he'll admit that. But, now the turner, you know, now you can get them quicker.
Yeah.
And that makes everyone happier.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
You know, I use a local shaper here. He's made the last two boards that I ride.
And, who do you use?
Savage.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's like kind of above us, you know, like he's not, but he is, you know, like.
I'd love to get him in here.
That'd be sick.
Because he was competitive surfer for a while. Uh-huh. And have you surfed competitively?
I did one contest.
Okay.
Just for fun. And I will never do another one. It was sick. I rode a longboard and got beat by like a 6-year-old.
I love it.
It was tight. I liked it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was stoked. So I was stoked.
That's great. I've never entered a competition myself either.
You're not missing anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, some people love it.
You know, some people do love it.
Like, your buddy Phil, he was all about it.
I'm not a competitive person, like in anything.
Okay.
So I think that's why where it takes it away from me.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Phil's all about it. And I love to see him all about it.
Yeah.
Know?
Right. And
so
for
that's
some,
sick. Yeah,
for
right?
some that's where they are.
Exactly.
Yeah. The one thing that I've noticed about like competitive surfers in the water, just out there, they use every bit of that wave.
They do.
And which they have to score.
They're on a scoring mentality.
Yeah. And so, like, I know, like, if I take off on a wave and I get a fun bottom turn, a turn or two, I'm going back out
right?
because I don't want to take a pounding.
Exactly.
You know, I don't want to take it all the way to the beach.
Same. I don't need it yet.
But I've watched some of the guys. I'm like, wow. I mean, he just worked that thing all the way.
They do that.
Yeah.
And, they're constantly training.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. You see them out there, little weird days.
It is cool, though. Like, I see a lot of the younger kids on the south end, right? Mm-hmm. And there's, like, such a cool little community around them. Like, oh, you going to the contest this weekend? Like, you know, like,
right.
And it's, like, kind of cool.
Yeah. There's some older guys out there with them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that are hooting and hollering. And the other thing, I was talking with a guy just a couple days ago, and he was blown away at the resurgence of young guys and girls longboarding.
Booming right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like he said, I remember when it was longboarding was it. And then you went to like the 7-foot, the 6'6" short board kind of thing. And everybody's like,
The youth are loving longboards now, which is cool.
It is.
They love the longboard on the south end.
Mm-hmm.
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 But yeah, it is kind of interesting because like even in my earlier years, so I've been here for 10 years now, right? Mm-hmm. And even when I first got here, like people weren't like kids or younger people weren't longboarding. Like
no.
The college students or the high school, like, you know, like, but now
mm-hmm.
it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I think it's a style thing. I think life, everything's about style right now.
Mm.
And like longboarders associate themselves with style.
True.
Because it's, you know, you're walking on water, you know, yeah. It is stylish. So it is. Like, that's why, I guess.
Yeah.
My two cents.
But you don't longboard.
I do not longboard.
You do some midsize.
I do midsize and I go back and forth. I've had a handful of longboards and I would always sell them when I needed cash straight up. And then I'd always regret it, you know?
Right.
And right now I wish I had one.
Yeah.
I don't want this nice one. Like, they're so excessive now. I just want like a beater one that I can just run around on and not care about.
Right.
But I have not found one of those yet. And I think about making one, and I'll get to it.
Yeah, you got room in your shop?
I could like stick it out the door, and I could work on half at a time.
There you go.
You know, this sounds awful to say as a shaper, but I got my Wavestorm, you know?
Like, right.
If it's that small, I'm good.
That's right. The Wavestorm forever.
Yeah. With that being said, I would gladly take a longboard, you know?
There you go. So you're in the market.
I'm definitely in
the market. So if you're listening to this,
yeah.
You got they're hard to come by.
They're so hard to come by, especially at a reasonable price.
Yes.
I've noticed, like, so I've got, you know, I sell boards, right? And they're hard to sell kind of at the same time lately.
Really?
Like, I get hit up a lot. A lot of messages, a lot of people are interested, but then like nothing ever comes of it. So I've got so many boards to sit in the house, like, which I love secretly. Yeah. Like I half the time I don't message you back. I'm like, I can't sell this. But it's just, yeah, it's weird. I'm at least for me, it's hard to sell a board.
Yeah, very cool. Hey, so if you could give some advice to up and coming surfers, what would it be?
I would say surfing's hard. Like, it's intimidating, like, to be out there. People are kind of mean sometimes. Like, surfers want, especially lately, I feel like surfers want their own waves, mm-hmm. right? Don't let it discourage you. Be respectful. Like, that's an issue. Like, know your limits and know what to do, but get out there. Like, yeah. Don't let the dude ripping scare you away.
Right.
Give him his space, but you can be ripping too.
Yeah.
You know?
So, with that in mind, this surf... this ethic out there, this code of conduct or whatever you want to call it, what would be a truth nugget to send down to someone who's, you know, they're obviously learning and they're dropping in on people? And
my biggest pet peeve is so I will go find my own spot, like, and I get it, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not going to find a spot to myself, that doesn't exist,
right?
But when a bunch of people paddle out when I'm sitting there, and I get it's not a small beach, but like you shoot for the gaps like of space. But when someone paddles out, when I'm sitting there, it kind of bothers me, mm-hmm. especially when just you could walk down the beach.
Right.
Like no one's there, you know?
Yeah.
That is my biggest, I'm going to get burned. Like I'll get burned. We're all getting burned.
Yeah.
Like tell them respectfully one time, like, look, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen.
Yeah, it is. And especially...
Just be cool. Just be cool.
Yeah.
At both sides. People just need to be cool.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty. Sometimes I'm not cool. But sometimes you gotta be not cool.
People have to learn.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
And I know I've learned from people chewing me out.
Yeah, right. We've all...
Maybe I shouldn't do that.
Yeah. And it hurts to get chewed out, mm-hmm. man. But mm-hmm. we all need it. I've been chewed out. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone should be chewed out.
Absolutely.
At least once.
Is that socially acceptable to say? You should have your feelings hurt every once in a while?
Yeah. People need to learn that.
Good.
Yeah.
We're on the same page. Yeah. Now. Yeah. Well, yes. Sick, man. Well, sick. Anything you'd like to add?
Man, this was cool. No, this is sick. I see you out in the water all the time surfing, so it's so cool to get back here with you.
Yeah.
Know, right?
I'm so glad it worked out.
I am too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been fun. So we might have, I mean, right before we started, we were talking about, you know, your most memorable wave, and you said getting ready to go to Hawaii. So we may have to revisit this. So
yeah, volume two.
If you get back and you're,
yeah, we might just be staying. You know, you just never know.
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well.
Yeah. So I mean, there's a couple shapers in Hawaii that you could.
There's a few, but I feel like they could use a few more out there,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Hey, as we wrap it up, kind of, I don't know what you call it. What would you call it? Cliche? Or I wrap it up this way.
Sick. Bring it on. Let's see.
All right. So when is the earliest in history, the earliest mention of surfing that you know of?
Okay. I just finished a book yesterday. We talked about this, actually.
A book? What's it called?
Okay. The book, it's called No Wave.
No Wave.
You know what? I think it's called No Wave. I want to now say it's called My Wave, but I think I'm just confused. It's called No Wave. It's more like it's almost like a comic book. It's crazy. But I'm going to say earliest, and I'm going to be way wrong, but I'm going to say like 1800.
Okay.
1800.
So I might be stretching it. Some people say that I am. But I find there's a reference in the Bible. So back first century that I, again, they're saying I'm stretching, that references surfing.
What does it say?
It's in the book of Acts.
Okay.
So Paul is in a shipwreck on his way to Rome. Everybody makes it to shore safely. And in Acts 27:44, it says, they all made it to shore, some swam, some on pieces of the ship, and others on boards. So.
I wonder what's the difference.
Plausible. Yeah, well, I mean, why does it say on pieces of the ship, others
pretty
on,
specific.
On boards? Yeah, I mean, so.
I don't know, man.
Now, granted, it's probably just larger pieces of the ship, right?
Ship's pretty big.
Yeah, and it was broke up. I mean, the ship was destroyed. But in my mind.
They were surfing.
There was over 200 people on that ship. You know, there was a couple guys who were like, hey.
That's right.
You want to go back out?
Just because the ship's going down doesn't mean we can't have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, we made it to shore, but that was kind of fun. Anyway,
I think we're onto something here.
I think so. I think it's a stretch, but anyway.
So that's probably where surfing was invented. You're right.
I think so, Paul.
Paul,
yeah. Not. Anyway, well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. TJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great time, man.
Man, that was sick.
Yeah. Peace.
That was cool.